Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beata's Tiny House Village. Here I am in Orlando, Florida. It's summertime. Summertime is here in the 80s today and all week. And I welcome all of you. And we are also welcoming you to Blog Talk Radio. Yes, Blog Talk Radio has now started. And we want to welcome all our global family. Yes, this is a global platform. So welcome to our family all around the world.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zasutsi. In Germany, Guten Tag. Dzień dobry. In France. Bonjour. In Spain. Hola. In Italy. Ciao. In Egypt. Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana. Akwaaba. In Nigeria. Paleo. In South Africa. Saubona. In Senegal. Langade. In Kenya. Jambo. In Israel. Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia. As-salamu alaykum. And may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Yes, I am part of the Female Solution World Talk Radio family, and we come together every morning as host of the Female Solution, and I'm here every Sunday night on Soul Purpose Healing. And not only do we talk to you, but we want you to talk to us. That's what Blog Talk Radio is all about. You can call in on the number 215-383-5863, that's Soul Purpose Healing number, every Sunday night. Or you can go to my YouTube channel, Viata's Tiny House Village, or you can go to my Facebook Live, Soul Purpose Healing, and it's under Facebook Live Viata on your link. So welcome, everybody. I hope you're all doing extremely well, because we live in America, and there are no bombs dropping on us yet. At the rate we're going, we never know, though, because our government has lost its effing mind. And that is why we are here, to raise the frequency, because if we allow our leaders to lead us into the swamp that they're in, we're in trouble. So I'm here to raise the frequency and keep us on a higher vibration. And I have a very special guest tonight. Ashonda Jackson is going to be with me. She was here on my show last year, about, I think, August, September, maybe. And so we're welcoming her back to catch up with her journey as a young entrepreneur. And we want to just destroy any division between the generations tonight. There's so much division in the world, even, and especially in our country, about everything. You just name it, we can be divided on it. So tonight we drum in with Becca Shea, beautiful Christian artist, and her music tells us, promotes unity. We promote unity every night on Soul Purpose Healing, every Sunday night, and we ask the ancestors to join us. The spirit of peace and love, because once we leave this body, there's no war or anger or resentment or fear. It's all peace and love. And we know that because so many people have had near-death experiences, come back and say, oh, my goodness, it was the most beautiful, wonderful experience. And so I believe that's what happens when our soul decides to say adios to this earth environment and goes on to a better place, believe me. So we do our drumming to invite those beautiful, peaceful ancestors to be with us tonight. And so let's get your drums, get your spoons, knives, tables, whatever you have, and do your drumming with me so we have a collective unity of mind tonight. We want to be unified in our minds, in our hearts, in our bodies, to invite peaceful ancestors, loving ancestors, wise ancestors, the spirit of the Messiah, love, spirit of love and truth and wisdom in, so that we can have a healthy conversation, not just with Ashonda Jackson, who's our guest, but with you who decide to press 1 in the Blog Talk studio, or if you post a comment on YouTube or Facebook, I'll read it and let your energy join us. But let's bring in Becca Shea and do some serious, beautiful drumming. Bring it. Can you feel it? The love of our ancestors is here. The energy is here. And we're waiting for our guest to join us, Miss Ashonda Jackson. She was here last year telling us about her beautiful adventure as an entrepreneur. And so she's going to come and join me in live stream tonight. And in the meantime, I listen to TikTok and I listen to Facebook. I have Facebook friends who post every day. So I spend a lot of time on my phone, sometimes too much time. But one of the things I'm becoming more and more conscious of is that when there are other people in my midst, when I have people around me, I like to just put the phone down. Too often we have people who are in their phones interfering with communication. And that's what we're talking about, healthy communication, healthy relationships tonight, because that is the key to overcoming the division that is so strong these days. I heard so many young people saying things that just really concern me, and it just goes to show that how much help our young people need. Now, I'm in the baby boomer generation. I'm almost 70, and so I've seen a lot, done a lot. I'm not finished yet, but when I look at some of the things that people are saying who are 50 or younger, I feel like I'm on waiting. Okay, let me see. Where are you waiting? Okay. I don't see Ashonda here. Let me send her another invitation because she says she's waiting, but I don't see her. so I'm going to Asunda, are you in the studio? If you're in the studio, press 1. But I think Asunda is supposed to be from email coming in. No. So I'm going to send her another link because she says she's waiting. And I'm not sure. Yeah, she got the link. So let me just send it again. Let's see, Asunda. I want to make sure she got the right link. And then we hope to see her edit, paste. Okay, send. Okay, so I saw a couple of, I want to share with you tonight some of the things young people are saying on TikTok or otherwise. Let's see. Because it's kind of funny and then it's kind of not. But what it opens us up to do is listen. Listen carefully, and with your conscious ears, you want to respond if you can. If there's anywhere to comment or any way you can send them a note, just send them a note of love. Okay, I'm on waiting. Okay, let me just send a note to my guest. Because she says she's on waiting, but I don't see her. Okay, we'll get this together for you. All right, send her another link, so let's hope she gets that one. All of the comments here. We've got some comments while we're waiting for my guest, Eve. Eve says, good evening, one in all text, yellow gold. What? Wait, what? Good evening, one and all. Text yellow gold, text yellow gold. Okay, what does that mean, Eve? It sounds intriguing, but I'm not sure what you mean by that. And then we've got Al-Husseini, greetings from Gambia. Greetings, my brother. Thank you for joining us tonight. Healthy communication and healthy relationship is the key. Now, this brother knows what we're talking about tonight. Because I have 2 grandchildren, 7 and 9, and they are teaching me how to have healthy communication and healthy relationships. Wow, because they're very talkative sometimes, and they have great personalities. 7 and 9-year-olds, if you don't know, they're on their tablets a lot, so they're learning things in school. They're very observant, and many of them are what you might call indigo children. And so I look at them sometimes and like, out of the mouth of babes, what did you just say? And so what that causes me to do is pause and say, wow, I want to be able to respond in a way, Janice Payne, I want to be able to respond in a way that blesses them, that nourishes them like a little plant. And that helps them to grow and blossom. Yes, that's what this is all about. And Eve says, those were emojis that showed a goal, a healed heart, and another goal to balance it out. I love that, Eve. Thank you. Thank you. Let me just show that again. Emojis. Good evening, one and all. Text yellow, gold. Text yellow, gold. And those, she says, are emojis that showed a goal, a healed heart, and another goal to balance out. And that's what our goal is tonight, healing hearts and bring balance to everything that is out of balance. So let me just, while we're waiting for my guest, I want to show you this video or play this video from I think it was TikTok. This Gen Z girl, they call her Gen Z girl, has a meltdown about life. So I just think this is so interesting because we want to be able to respond to this. When I saw this, I just wanted to hug her. And if I ever have a chance to just look her in this eye and say, don't worry, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Because at that age, she says she's never had a job before, but she's already stressed at her first job. And what can we do but just hug, send love and hugs and say, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. So let me just share this with you and maybe get your thoughts on this. What would you do when you hear something like this? How do we respond? That's our test tonight, especially if you're older. How do you respond to the purple pink hair, the rings in the nose, the things that we didn't see as young people? How do you respond to this type of message or information in our lives? We want to have the healthiest response possible. So let me go ahead and play this one for you.
Causing Gen Z to have a mental breakdown.
But this is my first job, like my first 9-to-5 job after college, and I'm in person, and I'm commuting in the city, and it takes me forever to get there. There's no way I'm going to be able to afford living in the city right now, so that's off the table. Like, if I was able to walk to work, and it'd be fine, but I'm not. So it literally takes me, like, I leave here, like, I get on the train at 7:30, and I don't get home till like 6:15 earliest, and then, like, I don't have time to do anything. I want to shower, eat my dinner, and go to sleep. I don't have time or energy to cook my dinner either. Like, I don't have energy to work out. Like, that's out the window. Like, I'm so upset. Oh, my God. Nothing to do with my job at all, but just, like, the 9-to-5 schedule in general is crazy.
This is a problem for this
generation. Another one for you. I think, you see if that's...
Okay.
I thought I had another. Okay, that was it. But how would you respond to someone like that? It's her first job, poor baby, and it's a 9-to-5, and she's worried because she can't commute because it's too far. And so she's worried now. She can't fix her own meals. She can't do a lot of things that she probably used to do. And the thing about it being her first job, there's the problem right there. Somebody did not prepare her for her first job. And if she's on her own instead of being with her parents before she's even married, that's another issue. But how do you respond to people in your life like that? We want to be able to hug them first, even if it's a virtual hug. We want to be able to look them in the eye and just say, it's going to be okay, because there's too much stress, too much division, too much chaos, too much confusion all around us, and especially all over the world. I see Ashunda, I believe, is in the studio, so I'm going to bring her in. Ashunda, you're here. It's kind of dark where you are, I think you're frozen. So can you get a little light on you? Yeah, I see her there. So she's adjusting her camera, and we're going to see her very shortly. But that's what we want to be able to respond to, the confusion and the nonsense that our government is putting out, so that we don't contribute to the chaos in any way, shape, or form. Okay, Ashunda's making adjustments. How you doing? Get it? Are you getting it? You got it together there? Okay, we're going to give her a little time to work out that. But, we're getting better. I see you're getting better. Okay, can you hear me okay, Ashunda? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, we can see you and we can hear you too. All right.
Yeah, ma'am. I hear you fine.
Okay, you're coming in kind of iffy and not smooth. We don't have a, okay, keep moving. Okay, there you are. Got a little more light. We, you know, half of your face is lit and the other half is dark. So you've got light on one side, but try and get it. We're going to do a little teaching on lighting and all. Try and get the light above you, not just on one side, because you've got it. Let me see. I think you've got the light shining just on one side of your face. The other side, we can't see. We can't see the other side of your face. So I'm sorry we didn't. I should have had you come on earlier so we could do a little test. But see if you can get the light. If you do have an overhead light that you can shine, or one that you can shine towards your, not on one side. Okay, no, not at us. Turn that light around to you. Yeah. So we're going to get, let her get adjusted. And let me see. Okay, I'm going to mute her mic. Mute her mic. All right, I want to just share while Ashunda's getting adjusted. I heard the most crazy thing from the speaker of the house. Turn that light around because you got the light at turning at us, shining at us. Yeah, okay. So I heard the most crazy thing from the speaker of the house, Mike Johnson, and I'm so ashamed. He's carrying my ancestor's name, Johnson. And so I pay attention to him to see if there's any light or consciousness coming out of his mouth or Johnson. And so far it's getting worse. I don't know whose idea it was to have this guy in control. But if you ever watch the meetings that go on in Washington, D.C., it's a real clown show. And I usually have to just think I need popcorn to watch what's going on in Washington, D.C. But this clip, somebody posted a clip from Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, that was such an embarrassment to especially Christians. And this man had the nerve to say, after they approved billions of dollars to Ukraine, billions of dollars to Israel, more war, more weapons to profit the industrial military complex and contract military contractors. And this man's words, I'm not kidding you, he said, for those of us who are believers, I wonder, okay, well, what was that? Believers, he's talking about Christians. He had the nerve to in this context of a solution of bombs and violence and killing and genocide and not just bombs, but money laundering, this man had the nerve to bring in the Christian faith into all this. Okay, this is what gives Christianity a bad name. He said, for those of us who are believers, it's a biblical admonition to stand with Israel. Here we go again. Since October, we have all been bombarded with this propaganda that to stand with this government, this Zionist government that's bombing and genociding the people there, like the natives that happened here. He said, it's a biblical admonition to do what we're doing. Oh, my goodness. It's like clown show all over again. Get the popcorn. And then he said, only stable democracy. The Middle East is the only stable democracy in the Middle East. And he said, the American people understand the importance in sending all this money to bomb these countries, to sending all this money to the Ukraine and to Israel. The American people understand. This is like the best disconnect in our world scene, our world context, global scene. This is the best example of disconnection. No harmony, no listening at all to what the American people, in fact, what the global family is saying about all this violence in Israel and in Ukraine. This man brings in Christianity. It's a biblical admonition. For those who are believers, you understand, right, why we have to bomb, and kill, and destroy. Yeah. So that's why we're here today to talk some consciousness, some truth And Ashunda, well, Ashunda, you might need to call in because you're frozen. You're not moving right now. I'm not sure what's going on. Let me see. I'm going to unmute you and see if we can hear you at least. See, my button's not working. Okay, let's see. Okay, I don't know if it's me or you now. I'm not able to. Okay, can you hear me? Ashunda, can you hear me? Because you're frozen. You're unmuted now, but can you hear me? Okay, I want to suggest that you call in, and when you call, because we can't, you're frozen, you're not moving, and I don't know if you can hear me because I'm not hearing you. But can you call in, sweetheart? Call on 215, unless you can get a visitor Wi-Fi connection. And you're still, your face is, and we can't see your beautiful face, hon. We can only see one side because you still got the light on one side. And this is why I should always, we should always ask our guests to call in a little early and so we can prep them. This is one of those lessons for me to make sure my guests call in early. So Ashunda, sweetheart, call in to the studio, 215-383-5863, and we'll talk from there, okay? And unless you want to come back in, you know what? Sometimes what you can do is disconnect from the internet and then come back in and see if that works. But right now you're frozen and we can't hear you, and I don't know if you can hear me, okay? So this is what we're doing tonight. We want to hear from Ashunda because she was here last year on a journey as an entrepreneur. She is an artist. She makes earrings. She does lots of creative work. So we're looking, really, really looking forward to speaking and hearing from her about her journey. In the meantime, I'm going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll hopefully be able to talk to Ashunda.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Morning, a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Have you ever wondered why some of the healthiest people still get sick? or why the occurrence of learning disabilities like ADHD have drastically increased over the last 50 years? How is it that the cancer rate has gone from 1 in 8,000 back in the 1910s to 1 in 2 today? Isn't it odd that even though we are more focused on health than ever before, that there's still been an increase in diseases, disorders, illnesses, and other that destroys your quality of life? What if we told you that the very things you're using in your home to avoid these health concerns are actually what's causing them? If you're the decision maker in your home, you know how overwhelming it can be to keep your family safe. Today, we'd like to welcome you and simply provide you with some important information and shed some light on some health concerns you may not be aware of. Over the last 100 years, thousands of toxic chemicals have been introduced into society because of an excessive oversalt of chemicals designed for warfare in the Second World War. Today, as the 2013 documentary, The Human Experiment, states, quote, 42 billion pounds of toxic chemicals enter into commerce every day. That amount would fill up 623,000 tanker trucks. And as we speak, there are over 80,000 such chemicals on the market in the U.S. Over the last half century, chemical usage has gone up by 2,000%. And it isn't until there are enough people hurt that there are even lives. On July 12, 2018, the well-known grocery store brand of talcum and baby powder company, Johnson & Johnson, was ordered to pay a $4.6 billion lawsuit.
All right, that's information for you about Melaleuca.com. Melaleuca is a company that I've partnered with that has some of the best non-toxic products. And I've been a member since January. So if you're interested in finding out about some of the great products they have, go to Melaleuca.com and check them out. And then send me a note that you'd like to join the buying club if you think that those products are good for you and your family, because there are a lot of corporations that have taken over things like Tom's of Maine, which was a great toothpaste at one time that had no fluoride. Yeah, they all got fluoride now. So let me go to the studio. I believe my guest is here. Ashonda, let's see, 980-509.
Yes.
Welcome, my dear sister. How
yes.
are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm great. Listen, I heard you were, I looked at your, some of your posts on Messenger or Facebook, and I said there said something about an anniversary. Are you celebrating an anniversary?
Yes, 17
okay.
years. Me and my boyfriend have been together.
How long again?
17 years.
Wow, congratulations, congratulations. And I'm assuming. Yes, and now what city are you from?
I'm from Charlotte.
Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yes, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. Now, I was telling the audience that you were here last year. I don't remember the month. I don't know if you do. And I want you to catch us up on what you've been doing. But first, tell our audience a little bit about you and your childhood and your family life, what you grew up with, to make you the star that you are today.
Mhm. Well, I grew up in a home with my mom, my stepdad, and my brother, and I was abused by my stepdad. And I just kind of grew up being the only girl in the house, being that it's a boy and a girl, not two girls or two boys. It's like I just always felt kind of alone. I just really always felt out of place, like alone, and I really felt like I didn't have nobody I could reach out to and talk to. And it was just, it was a dark place. My childhood was a very dark place.
Okay. And did you finish high school?
I went to the 11th grade.
Okay, okay.
I had a baby in the 8th grade. So I went to the 11th grade.
Okay. And give me your birth.
My birth date?
Yeah.
December the 19th.
And what year were you born?
1981.
Okay, so you're a year younger than my oldest son. Congratulations, sweetheart. Are you Sagittarius or Scorpio?
I'm a Sagittarius and a Capricorn because my birthday is on the 19th.
Okay, Sagittarius and Capricorn. So all you Sagittarius out there and Capricorn, send some love to your sister.
Yes.
All right.
And much
so
love.
You,
I got all the love to give.
That's wonderful. Now, have you had any other children since then?
Yes, I have two other kids. I have a daughter. She's 27. I have a son. He's 21. And I have a younger son. He's 18.
Okay.
And I have three grandkids.
You have three what?
Grandbabies.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. You know what, Ashonda? That just makes you even more open to learn how to have healthy communication and relationships, right?
Right. I'm learning. Well, I was in my own process of learning after I came out with my trauma. I had to get in the process of learning how to communicate with other people, period, because at one point I never talked. So no one really never knew, you know, what I was going through or anything. I just somehow just never talk to anybody. So when I was able to come out with what happened to me, that made me be able to communicate and give eye contact and just like really say hey to people and stuff like that, because I was always sheltered within myself.
But you actually are coming, you know, that's typical though, don't you think? We stuff our traumas, we stuff our trials and the things that really hurt us. So later on in life, we have to deal with the pain that comes out of all that.
Exactly. Exactly.
And how many times did people trigger that pain in you and you had to learn how to stop being triggered and reacting and learn how to heal that?
A lot of times, because it's a lot of times when you don't want to say nothing, but you can just look at a person and communicate. Like, to me, when I wasn't using my words, I was using, like, body language, you know? And so it's like, yeah, so it's like now it's different because I'm using words. I'm learning how to talk and use my words. Before, I wasn't using my words. So I just feel like me having my grandbabies, too, is helping me be able to learn how to nurture and care and stuff all over again. I did it with my kids, but it was like a blur, you know?
Yes.
So it's like now I'm able to slow down some.
Yes. And so you have become a very, very creative artist now. Tell us how you got started in creating what you're doing now, and how is that going for you since we talked to you last year?
Well, it's going good. And how I came about creating it is I've always been a loner. I've always been, like I said, I didn't really have no other, like just a brother in the home. So I learned to be my own friend, you know. And so I do hair, and I love fashion, and I just love creative stuff, and I love working with my hands. And I just got a passion for people, and just, you know, so I just figured what better way to show love and to show people how to come together and create stuff than me doing it, you know, because that's, and I love to do it. So my home decor, that's what I'm doing, wreaths and things that go in your home. And it's coming along good. I'm making things and it's coming along.
So did you have any regrets that you didn't take a different path, like going to college or doing something other than what you're doing? Because that's what we want. I want us all to think about, you are a very special, unique soul who has chosen this path, even after you have had children and you have grandchildren. And you are so, you're so on point to create what is giving you joy, what's making you happy, and what you are seeing you're good at. And so what is, when you see people who are divided, or like the young lady I played earlier, she just got out of college and she's stressed about, the commute is bad and she can't make her own food now. And she probably didn't have a job for, was in high school. So now she's struggling. So what do you say to young people like that on your path when you're doing exactly what you love to do?
The exact same thing. Find something that you love to do. That's what I say. Just tap into what you're good at. Like, you know, something that you're good at, and 9 times out of 10, something that you love to do and that you're good at, somebody else is gonna like it, or they're gonna say, well, maybe I could do something. You know what I'm saying? It might not be what I'm doing, but it could be something totally different. It's just basically just tapping into what you know what you love, because that's really the gift to the world. Because if you don't like doing it, it's not going to be joyful to nobody else if it's not fun to you. So that's why I just feel like you should just see what your heart longs for, what you want to do.
So how is your partner? How is your partner interacting with you as an entrepreneur? And how does your partner and your family look at you in your position as your own boss and being an entrepreneur?
Basically, no one's never did this before in my family. Like, so it's kind of new. It's new to everybody. And I can't say it's new to me, because I've been longing for this, like, forever, since I was a child. Like, I've been wanting it, so it's new to everybody, you know. It's just basically new to them.
Yeah, you're not getting up like this young lady going commuting, getting in the traffic, or do you? Do you have to commute to do what you're doing?
No, I'm at home.
Right. Okay. So that's part of the joy.
Yeah, of course. Because before, I would have to do, you know, go places and work and do, you know, I don't work and all that. But it's that dealing with other people and just the noise that comes behind being out there and having to deal with other people. It's good. I'm okay with being home, because that's the type of person that I am. I'm really a loner, and I like to be at home. So it really, it panned out real good for me.
And what kind of jobs did you have before you decided I'm better off doing my own thing, staying at home?
I was working at Eckerd Drugstore and doing home health care. For years, I did home health care.
Home health care, that's a big switch for you then, going from home health care and Eckerd. What, were you a cashier at Eckerd?
Yes, I was a cashier.
And then home health care. So what did you learn, sweetheart, about people in those jobs? Because that's really what it's all about. When we go work
yes.
for corporate America, you're not there to just get a paycheck in the eyes of the universe, in the eyes of the creator, divine perspective.
No.
You're really to learn how to interact with people. And that's what people miss
yes.
when they leave a job. I don't like this job. It's too hard, blah, blah, blah. Complain,
right.
complain. And then the universe is going to bring you another lesson about dealing with people. And if you keep leaving jobs because you don't like
that's all. That's, yes.
So what did you learn about
truth.
People jobs? Well, tell us how you,
what
you learned.
I learned about people is that is no way around having to interact with people. And you have to discern how to interact with each individual. And the way I comprehend it is, I always know that I'm going to be judged, but I always can come in as myself. So how I interact with people is I'm not going to change just because I met you. Like, I'm going to come in real, and I'm going to come in as Ashonda, and I'm going to let you know how I feel, and you can do it back to me in the same way. So it's just like I'm not going to judge you, don't judge me, and I just come with a pure heart now when I come to people. Because I've been through so much in my life where I've had to interact with all types of people. And I just have come now that you never know what's going to come your way. So just be ready to deal with it. And that's just how I am.
And now you have a family. You got a big family. Do all your children or your grandchildren, how many are living at home?
None. My son, my 18-year-old, he's the last one.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
So your 27-year-old, your 21-year-old who have the children, your grandchildren, they're living apart from you.
Yeah. They live with my daughter. Her two girls, and my son, his son lives in Alaska, but he just got out of the Army. He retired from the Army, so, yeah, he's 21. He retired from the Army, so his son is in Alaska, and he's in West Virginia.
Okay. So you don't see him all the time?
No. But I see the girls all the time.
Right. Okay. So when it comes to your family, are your children decided they wanted to go to college, or what are your children doing as far as education?
As far as education, my oldest son, he just came out of the Army, so he's done with, like, he's out traveling and working and just seeing what else next he wants to do. But my 27-year-old, she has the two girls. She's a at-home mom right now with her two girls. And my 18-year-old, he is finishing 12th grade. So he kind of secretive to me about what he wants to do. Because I do, I emphasize education. I love school. Like, I wanted to be in school all the time, and I emphasize that to my children. So it's kind of like, I guess he feel like I'm pushing it on them. You know, I'm like, you can go to Job Corps, you can go to the Marines, you can go, you know, and he have different people that's reaching out to him, but right now he's kind of secretive about what he wants to do. But I'm gonna back him up regardless of what he chooses to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to make sure he fits.
I'm glad to hear you say that, that whatever he chooses to do, because you've got adults really as children. You're the people you birthed are adults
right
now. And we don't
right
tell them what to do much. We just, like you say, back them up.
Right.
Help them along.
Yeah.
you know, my biggest...
That's it. I had to learn it. It was so hard for me to let go and learn that, that I had to do that at this point in my life. I can't, you know? So it's all a learning process for me, too.
Well, and I have to say that was the hardest adjustment I had to make as a mother, to change the relationship I had with these two male persons all their lives, most of their lives, into one I
right
call a relationship of spiritual partnership guidelines that comes from Feet of the Soul book by Gary Zukav. And I encourage
right
in my life to realize when you have children who become adults, you have to shift the relationship. It's no more, you're not going to influence them like you did when they were babies, toddlers, and teenagers. They
that's
want
right
to.
You can't tell them what to do. Yeah.
They want to make their own decisions, and they got to suffer their own consequences. Mm-hmm. And that was the hardest adjustment for me, because we have fear that is reactionary versus responding
mm-hmm
love. And many of it, tell us for you, Ashonda, what does fear look like in your journey versus love response?
Wow. Fear was me going out of my house every day, suffering with what I was been through, and nobody else knowed about it. That was my fear, because the way I was feeling it on the inside, I didn't want nobody to know it on the outside. So my biggest fear was having to go to school, having to leave home, having to just interact with other people, knowing what I have to deal with when I go back home or what I done dealt with at home.
So
so hard not to take it out on others, you know? Like, you know, not to have an attitude and be mad at other people because it was no one, you know, nobody else's fault. So I had to learn that too, not to be angry at everybody and stuff like that.
You know what, sister, that is so deep and powerful to admit that your fear was based on something that happened in your past.
Mm-hmm.
That you were holding on to. And that's where, when you're honest about something like, that's where we can destroy this division between the generations, and you are being honest enough to admit you had fear about the abuse you had in your child, in your young life, and you were holding on to that.
Yes.
You're saying it was angry?
Yes, I was angry, I was scared, I was mad, bitter, everything, like so many, all the emotions that you could feel, like aloneness, like just, you know, nobody's going to understand me. Nobody cares. So I just might as well just be quiet. Say everybody, you know, like, okay, if you know my name, then you do. But if you don't, I don't really think I need to introduce myself to you. Like, I just was not a people person. I just wasn't the same that I am now. I was totally different.
Wow.
I didn't know how to have a conversation with nobody. I didn't know how to interact really in the world because I shut myself off. I just isolated. That's all I knew to do. If I couldn't tell it, that's all I knew to do was to isolate myself away from people.
And how did your partner, how did your boyfriend help you with releasing that? What was going on with him? Because sometimes when you have a partner, your boyfriend or husband, they interfere with that healing and that release. But how did he help you release, let go, and move into a healing place?
Because first of all, he's a listener.
Okay.
He listens to me. And I'm a Sag and a Capricorn, so it's like me and him had a connection, like within that, because we act alike in some ways. And he was just able to listen to me. You know, just able to just let me say what I had to say and know that it's my story and I'm the only one that can tell it. And I know what happened and the way that I feel about it is not going to change because I told it to somebody else. And he just actually just let me be myself.
So I hope everybody, in fact, we've got a comment here from Tanise, who says that's powerful. And she says, this just resonates so deeply. Thank you for saying this, sister. And we have we're having a moment of gratitude here for you, Ashonda, because you don't always have that transparency with people. And especially since you're at an age where you're just really beginning to experience the conflicts in your life and the growth, really, healing. But you've been through so much already that you're way ahead of people, I think, in healing your past.
Right. Right. Yes, because I came to Monroe in 2008, and I had to go to a rehab facility for a year, and I came to Monroe where I live and started a new life, and from then on I haven't looked back.
So you went to rehab for what was that, drug use?
Basically, it was for, really, I hadn't come out with what had happened to me when I was younger. So when I did come out, it was just like, you need some help. You know what I'm saying? So they sent me to get some help, treatment, basically. So I will go to a counselor and talk to them about, you know, my abuse and stuff, which I didn't think it was anything for a long time. I never thought it was nothing wrong with me or nothing. So I had to go through something to get to where I'm at.
Well, that's typical for childhood experiences that people have that they hold on to that you don't think there's anything wrong with you because you put up this protection and this boundary until you start using drugs, sex, or a number of things to heal the pain, to deal with the pain.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What was your choice for dealing with your pain? What was your substance?
Marijuana.
Really? That's all?
Yeah, that's it. And that's it. But that's what I was using to cover up not dealing with what had really happened to me. You know, that's what I was covering it up with.
Well, you know, not many people would admit that. There's many people smoking ganja and getting high. You know, they don't admit that covering they're dealing with pain, and that's why they're using.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's definitely why I use. That's definitely why I use to cover that to cover up basically.
And you said you were in rehab for a year because of marijuana use?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I went through a facility for a year. I went to meetings. I had to go to court every other Wednesday. I got my kids back, and I moved on with my life, 2008.
Wow. And now you are doing... And now you're doing
your
own
thing?
Yes,
I've been on my own since I was 19.
Right.
So for one year of my life, my kids was took, and I got them back, and I've been holding on since then.
And now you've got a partner to help you, though.
Yes.
So that's really that's worth celebrating, as you're doing with 15 years now, right?
Yeah, 17 years we've been together.
All right, so we've got a caller in the studio. Someone's pressed 1, so are you okay with taking some calls from our listeners?
Yes,
okay,
fine with it.
Okay, we're going to open the mic. And I want to encourage all of our listeners to comment or ask questions to help us establish healthy communication here and totally destroy any generational division. Because Ashonda is younger than probably many of the people in the studio, but we are developing a really great relationship here because we are hearing from her about what she's gone through and how we've all been through that. And now it's time for us to come together against this psychopathic, crazy government leadership that we're witnessing. The clown show in our country, Washington, D.C., is a big clown show. So we tonight are standing against the clowns and establishing a beautiful relationship among the people in our lives so that we can build on this and get clean the swamp, drain the swamp in D.C., as far as I'm concerned. Mama A.Z., your mic, 336-350, go ahead.
Wow. Dr. V, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Ashonda, can you hear her?
Yes, ma'am, I hear you.
Baby, you have no idea of how powerful this is. Dr. V, I would like to dedicate this show, which today the energy is a number 6. I would like to dedicate this show to my medicine woman. I call her my medicine woman, Marie. She looks just like you, baby, or similar to you. And she also has the major, major issues. And I don't know, Dr. V, I don't know how you listen as closely as you do, but as far as I'm concerned, Dr. V, you always figure out what to have that I get a lot of clarity out of 99.5% of your shows since we've been together. What? You can't make this stuff up. Jackson and Ashonda and my medicine woman, Marie Lewis, she looks like you. And she has similar issues. And Marie, I want to dedicate this show to you, baby. So if you ever listen to this show, you know, Dr. V, I sent Marie your show because this child looks like her. My medicine granddaughter, Marie Lewis, down there in Phoenix, Arizona. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Baby. And not only
that's
that,
amazing.
Family, she lived.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. And you sound like Marie to me.
Right.
And she won't communicate with me, but it's okay because you know what? You and Dr. V have given me hope that something good is going to come out of this. I don't know where Brother Eddie is, but six to me represents working for humanity without monetary gain, being with the public, and being with the people. And baby, when did you say your Earth Day? When did you come to the planet? I know it's in December, right?
Yes, ma'am, the 19th.
Okay, see right there. Okay, 19 is a powerful number. What year, if you don't mind me asking?
1981.
Okay, 1981. Figured it out, Dr. V. Not, let me see, 1981. Okay, we got nine. Mm-hmm. We got nine, so we got one, two, three, four, five. Is that right, Dr. V? Is that a five?
You mean her birth date?
I think that is a five.
See, Brother Eddie, you got to call in. We're on the five again. If that's a five, that's here for change. You're here, leadership, baby. Marie, I love you. And I see you doing positive things, my medicine granddaughter. Thank you, Dr. V, for pulling this child up to give me hope. And it's so much more I need to tell you. You're there in Charlotte. You don't know what that means, because Charlotte was one of my stomping grounds. I did fashion design back in the day. I moved from St. Augustine, Florida to High Point, North Carolina, because High Point, North Carolina, you know, is the furniture industry. And what I did, I was a creative person, window treatments, fashions, and all the things. Baby, if you want to come over here to Cochise County, Arizona, I will teach you what skills I have left so you can just blow what you're doing out of the water.
I would love it.
I mean that.
I would love it.
I mean that.
I would love
it. I mean that. I love you. You look like my medicine woman, Marie.
I love you more.
Thank you. Give this child my number because I need to talk to her.
Okay.
Yes, you can. Yeah, I want your number.
Okay, I'm going to mute because I'm getting real emotional. I'm going to mute.
Okay.
Okay. I will send you, that's Mama Arizona or Robert Lee Paris. I'll send you her number, and we got another caller here, Brother Bob. Baba Kwame Sunhorse from the Stolen Lands in Georgia. Your mic is open.
Good evening, Sister Viata, and good evening to, is it LaShonda or Shonda?
Shonda.
Okay, because my second oldest daughter, is her name is Shonda. She lives in California.
All right.
But very glad, you know, to hear your story and what you've created, because, you know, and that's 3 years. You're 43 years old, and come December the 19th, you'll be 40.
Yes.
It's because in April, tomorrow, 2nd, My son was born
mm-hmm.
in 91, and so he'll be, and I went into drug treatment. You went in for 30 days, I mean for a year. I went into drug treatment for 30 days on April 22nd, 1981. I've been clean
All
as
right.
long as you've been alive. And the
right.
thing that I'm saying is that allowing us to hear you share your story lets me that the Creator is still working, you know, and he works through people. And your creativity being a loner. You know, I was on King's
yeah.
Corner before Viata's show talking about the anger and
mm-hmm.
being alone and being loners. And there's a part
right.
of man in learning how to not be, how to be emotional. On the mate
mm-hmm.
that someone is caring that can listen to you that you've shared for 17 years. And that's some of the things that we need in having a balanced relationship. Number one, within ourselves. Number two is because that
yes.
was a sick person that did what they did. You did what they did it, but somehow mm-hmm. or the other we carry the trauma and thinking that we're fine.
Yeah.
And it wasn't our sickness.
It
was their sickness
yeah.
that damaged us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the part
yes.
of your journey. And you've learned to create with because within you is an art. And in your heart, the word earth, it has all those words in it. Heart, ear, hear, art, tear. But what you've done is you've gone into the heart. And you found how to bring out
mm-hmm.
that part of you that once upon a time may have made you cry. But now it makes you
yes.
become the heart on this planet. So I'm grateful that you're sharing your story
yeah.
and that you're going to come a long way as far as being able to be transparent and be honest with yourself. Because mm-hmm. it's the Creator that knows and it's us that know. And everybody... You know,
right.
has to be told the story.
Yes. Most definitely.
So thank
I
us.
Thank
we,
you.
We say thank us, Ashonda, because we're saying thank United Spirits or United Souls.
Thank
That's what
okay.
has taught us. We say
okay.
thank us. Agreement. We can say thank us. But when
All
you
right.
meet some.
Okay.
When you meet who wants to be contentious and argumentative and who wants to argue and debate, then you sometimes can't say thank us. Although it might
okay.
be okay to bring that energy into the conversation even if it's not there. I don't know. What do you think?
Right. Lighten
well,
things
you,
up.
Yeah, but the thing that I always say, Sister Viata, is, you know, when we say thank us, we meaning thank United Spirit or United Soul as you're sharing. But the other part is you have to learn, too, you can't expect sick people to do well things.
Yeah.
And you have to
mm-hmm.
pray
yeah.
for that part of them because they're part of us, but they're a sick part of us that maybe we don't have to deal with
mm-hmm.
anymore. But hopefully if we pray, that which got us well will help them get well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. I heard a brother on TikTok. I see a lot of TikTok come up on Facebook, but it's always interesting and it's short. And he was saying the difference between a healthy person and a toxic person is that the toxic person is always wanting to talk about themselves and always wanting to focus on themselves. And the healthy person is focused on you and helping you and wanting to see you well. And I thought that's a great perspective to think about when you're looking at people and trying to develop healthy relationships is how much do they want to see, hear from you? How much do they want to hear from you versus
right.
talking?
Right.
And so, you know what I was thinking about, Ashonda? How did you forgive? Have you forgiven the person who abused you, and how did you process that forgiveness? Because that's huge.
Yeah, well, I said something when I was 25 years old. So he passed away in 2018. So I had to just, I had to take time and process it, and I just felt like I forgave him in the beginning. Like, I just felt like, because what was done to me was done to me, and I didn't tell anybody, nothing happened, and I didn't say anything until I was 25. So I just felt like, you know, I forgave him when it was taking place. Not me not knowing, you know, but I felt like I forgave him throughout this whole process, really. Because
really?
I just so selfless. I was selfless, and I let, even how I felt, I just let it go. Like, and I just was focused. I knew I had children here that depended on me no matter what. And I know how I felt when I was a child, and I depended on my parents. And it was, you know, it wasn't there for me. So I just always just been selfless and pushed myself to the side. And I know what I'm here for. I know what I'm here for.
Right. Okay. That's what this soul purpose healing is all about, is you come to the consciousness or awareness that you have an assignment
right
here. And it's bigger than
yes
the person harmed you. It's bigger than that.
That's what I had to realize. I had to endure. I was enduring, and I had to endure until it was time. My time was up for the enduring. And it was time to do something else. So I just believe that my abuse was God, you know, he meant for it to be the way that he meant for it to be, like my life, for me to have something. I mean, because if you can't have something to relate to people and talk about pain or talk about something that's bothering you, can't be a listening ear or a shoulder to lean on, I just don't really feel like, what else is it there to do but to love one another and help each other? Because nobody came here knowing the way.
But, you know, you have already shared with us how you had so much pain that you were angry. And I hope everyone heard that, because even people who murder or who kill or who abuse, they have a lot of pain too.
Yeah.
And they hurt, you either hurt yourself or you're going to hurt others.
Somebody else. Yes. Yeah.
So
that was my big thing. Hurting others. Because I've been hurt, so I know how it feels. And for me to have to repeat that cycle and have to keep living my life that way, I just refuse. Once I knew what was going on with me, I always say, when you know better, you can do better. I didn't know what I didn't know. And I don't beat myself up for not knowing what I didn't know. That's what people, you know. So I feel like that's why I can live with what has been done to me, and I can come out of it and heal through it and process it, because I just know that, you know, it wasn't none of my doing, and it wasn't my fault. I was here for something. I was here to, you know, I'm here for a reason, to help others. It ain't just about me.
Well,
and that's the biggest gift I got of it all. The biggest gift I got out of this all is that I can help other people and love on other people. And that's all I've always wanted to do.
All
I don't
right
want to cry.
Well, go ahead. If you feel like crying, please don't hold it back, because I have people in my life who wish they could cry.
It's coming, Ms. Vanetta. It is all unstopped. They tears of joy, though, because it's real. It's really real. And when you can feel it, that to me, it is everything. Now I can feel today. Before, I couldn't feel. I wasn't crying because I felt joy. I was crying because I was hurt. Now today, I'm at my house and I can cry for joy. And I have to cry because I'm hurt. It's so much to me. It means a lot.
And I think it's a lot of the tears come from gratitude, right?
Yes, all of them do. Every last one of them.
And that's why
all of
that's
them.
Why you, that's why the healthy communication that we're developing tonight, we're going to see some tears. We should see some tears. The Creator has given us these tears as a cleansing and as an expression of what we feel, where we've been, how we're processing this whole journey, and where we go from here with those tears is up to us. Because for you, what is he? Our tears into joy.
Yes.
And that's what I hear from you. There's mourning.
Yes.
Those scriptures that talk about mourning and mourning in the morning. Because we have joy,
yes,
turns our mourning into joy. We're grateful that you are sharing with us because we're becoming better listeners to know that there's a lot of pain that needs to come out sometimes when we listen. We're going to hear the pain, feel the pain, and then we can be empathic to process it with you. And then we are better.
Right.
We are effectively a whole lot better now because we have so much in common. And the age,
right,
doesn't
because
matter.
I've always been the listener. I've always been the listener for everybody else because I was so scared to talk about me, you know? I always have been the listener to everybody else and hearing what everybody else got going on and what everybody else is doing, but it seems like Shonda, it's nothing about me, you know?
Yes. Absolutely.
So?
Absolutely.
And then it's like it's nothing that has nothing to do everybody else is just talking about what they feel, how they feel, and I just be the one there to sit and listen to everybody else while I'm going through God knows what, you know. But
well, and
that's,
what,
I guess
you,
that's the one.
You just expressed the what I like to talk about, narcissistic energy that can be so harmful, because when you recognize that controlling, self-centered energy, like you said, everybody was talking to you and telling you their problems, and you were just being a good listener.
Right.
Those people, as I said, this brother pointed out, those people are toxic. When all they want to do is talk
right.
to you. They don't want to listen to you. Those are your toxic energy people that you either have to stay away from them and observe without judgment, or you have to listen and learn. I'm sure the people who you're talking at you all the time and you had to just be there quiet and keep your pain to yourself, you probably have learned a lot from like that.
I have, and that's my whole point. That's my whole point, too, in life. I've always had to be quiet, so I've learned so much. You know, I know a lot. And so, but if it has to come to a point where you got to learn it and observe it so you can use it. And I'm at that point where now I've learned what I had to learn, and I can apply it now.
Yeah, and that's wisdom. That's wisdom.
Yeah, I can apply it. I actually can use it to overcome and be stronger and better. That's what I've learned, to use my weakness as my power, because it wasn't never a weakness of mine. It was somebody else's.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it was somebody else's weakness. It wasn't never mine.
Right, right. And you have to be careful, even as empaths. I've learned in the last, I'd say the last 5 or 6 years, that a lot of the pain that I've had in my own body, it wasn't even my pain, that I was carrying other people's pain. And
that's
once
it.
I recognized,
that's what I
that's when. So what do you do when you recognize that? How do you process that once you feel, oh, well, this ain't mine, it's somebody else's?
Then I have to, that's when I have to get to where I gotta go alone and myself and just check myself, you know, and just I have to understand that by me being who I am as a person, and people are going to come to me and talk to me about things, and I've just got to learn how to just not take it so personal, because it's not mine to hold on
yeah.
to. It's just for it's solely to help someone else. That's my whole purpose in life today. Like, I don't want to be nothing but a help to somebody else.
And so in the work that you're creating, how do you see that helping others the most? Because you're doing a unique work as an entrepreneur. So tell, give us a little marketing for yourself, how you're helping others with the creativity that you're using in your business.
Well, basically, I'm just a colorful person. I'm a happy person. So I love colors, and I feel like when I get ready to start distribute, like I said, I'm making my wreaths and stuff now. So when I start selling them, like, I have a whole different approach of coming to people. You know, I strictly feel like just being myself and just showing the love, the person that I am, not greeting people, and just, I just want to be there for people, encourage them, give them encouraging words, or just a hug, or just, you know, a smile. That's why I love to smile. I don't have nothing to smile about every day, but when I do have something to smile about, I love it. And so I just feel like the more people that I get to come in contact with, I can just show them how love is really all we need, like, to be good people to each other.
And we even have to, we can even talk about what love means, because it's so different for each person. How to define the love, and to have the healthy communication. I'm seeing
yeah.
more and more how people express love for themselves in different ways. And then when they're communicating, they might express it a different way. So that word is interesting to explore, love, in our
yeah.
journey to
yeah.
be better.
But the thing about it, like my children, I've been through so much. But my kids, I managed some kind of way to show them love. I mean,
yeah.
because my sons kiss me on my forehead. They kisses me on my forehead and hug me and say, I love you. I don't hear kids saying that to their parents. My kids, they actually do that to me.
Oh. Okay.
So I don't know how I distribute love to them. I don't know, like you said, it's different ways, you know? I maybe didn't
yeah.
kiss them to give them love every day. You know what I'm saying? But that's what they do to me. They will randomly come to me right now, grown and all, and kiss me on my forehead and hug me and say, Mama, I love you. And I'm sure I didn't do that to them every day. I didn't, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's why. That's why I'm saying love is taken. You're right. It's taken so many different ways and angles that you can look at it in so many ways.
Well, you know what I'm thinking of, Ashonda, is when they away from you, when they had to be taken away from you so you could heal, they are probably reflecting on that now, are grateful that you are still in their life and that they can kiss you on the forehead.
Right, maybe. But they was kind of young, but I don't keep no secrets from my kids, so they do know what I've been through, and they know now, you know, as they are of age. But I didn't really expose them to too much while they was young, you know, of what I was going through, because I didn't want them to go through, you know, I didn't want them to go through that with me. Them knowing is enough.
Right.
That means they would be going through it with me, and I wasn't going to have that. I wasn't going to have that.
My job is
to protect my children, and I believe in that. And so that's what I do.
And it really shows us that your children are going to go through stuff, just like you did.
Yes.
But
mm-hmm.
your consciousness about your role as their mother, your role as their partner, in as a soul partner, spiritual partner, that energy is showing in them to kissing you on the forehead and just appreciation and gratitude. It sounds like your kids are showing gratitude in their adult life.
Yes, they do. And it amazes me, because I didn't have that. And I'm looking like, how did they get that? How did it, you know what I'm saying? How did this happen, something that I didn't have, but I gave it to them?
Well, you know what happened?
And I did.
You were forgiven.
I did it, and I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of me. I am, just because of that. Because I raised three beautiful children. I raised some good kids. I raised some good kids, and I'm proud of them. But just to know that how rough my life was, I never wanted to expose them to that.
Well, and you have been an example for not just your children, but for everyone who's knowing, getting to know you, how forgiveness for yourself and for others.
Yes.
And paying your creativity and creating a business and all of that positive energy that you're displaying and sharing, it is also affecting your children. Because you know what the scripture reminds me of, something I brought up on Friday. The scripture in Deuteronomy says, I set before you life and death. Choose life so that you and your seed may live. And you are an example of how that works, because you had life and death set before you. And you chose death probably over life in the young years you had, and yet people abused you. Mm-hmm. And now you're choosing so much life, and your children are living. Your seed is living because you're choosing a positive.
That blessed my soul. That blessed my soul. That is so true, and that is so for me. I thank you. I received that.
Yeah, that's huge.
I received
that.
I receive it. Ooh, that did something to my soul right there. I didn't even know that.
Well, that was from the Most High, because as you're talking and sharing, what I'm feeling and thinking is that you are a living Bible, honey. You are a living, you know, the scripture. What I said about Mike Johnson talking about it's a biblical admonition to stand with Zionists who are warmongers and killing. And yet we go mm-hmm. through that abuse and that destruction. What it seems like, you know, what we're seeing in the Middle East is a lot of destruction and a lot of death. And that's what you can do. That's what through. And there, at some point, we make a choice to choose life. And you still got clowns like our speaker who's still promoting the death and then using scripture. And so he's right in a way. The scripture shows us death. There's a lot in the Bible that's all killing and death. And so but we have this higher of things that says choose life, even though you see, witness all this death. What are you going to choose?
Choose life over death.
Recognize what death looks like, because you have learned what death looks like.
Yes, most definitely. Firsthand. I can say that. Firsthand.
And
truly agree with that one.
And even the people on the reservations in America who have been through the alcoholism, and we have people even in the studio who've had addictions. As Kwame said, he's been free of his addiction as long as you've been alive. So we have all these great testimonies to help us choose life. And it only happens when we talk to each other and listen more than anything.
That's it. Listening more than anything. Yes, and I love it. I love to listen. I love to observe. I love to listen. Them the things that I picked up along my way. And that's what done got me through. It's not all about me all the time. It's about others too. And it's what we all have to share with each other. It's a gift. You know? So we shouldn't hold it back. We shouldn't stunt our growth. If you stunt your growth, you can't love. That's how I feel. So I don't choose that. I want to keep going. I want to grow and I want to love. I don't want to not like anybody or, you know, have any hard feelings in anybody in my heart. I want to love, pure love. That's it.
So do you have a website, or how can, if people want to get in touch with you to purchase or enjoy your creative works, what is your website, or for you on, do you give your phone number out? How do you communicate with people? How to
my Facebook, Ashonda Jackson. On Facebook.
So you want people to send you a friend request. Spell your name for everybody so we make sure we got it right.
All right. Ashunda.
Okay.
Jackson.
And you know, Shonda, I have to tell you the reason that I contacted you today, because I always enjoy your post on Facebook. It really and I would encourage people to send her a friend request, because she's one of the people in my Facebook friends that I always enjoy reading or viewing her posts. And I love having you as a
friend.
Thank you. And there.
Thank you so much.
We have one of our hosts say, well, Facebook is for old people. And I'm like, well, I don't know about that. I got some people on there that ain't old, and they're doing some great things on there.
I know, right?
So it's a mixture.
Uh-huh.
I'm not giving up on Facebook, because I see so many people. I have weeded out the people who ain't doing nothing on Facebook, but showing their
friends. It's not hard. It's not hard.
Yeah.
It's not hard at all.
So we are unified in that we are promoting on Facebook uplifting, unifying, positive messages to help us cope with this journey. And I want to just applaud you, my sister. Keep up the good work posting. And everybody, if you want to have positive messages and creative energy coming out of your friends, she's one of the people that you want to befriend. She's an amazing person.
That's, That's right. Like, you know, Tom DeJack.
Every time I see a post from you, I can feel the love energy that comes forth in it.
That's so amazing.
And somebody had their hand up, but then they put it down again. I don't know what happened. So I just give thanks for your life and what you're doing. And I want to just let everybody know okay, there they go again. Let me open the mic. Well, I think this will be our last caller. We're almost at the end. We got one more caller here. Let's see, 773-450, your mic is open. You have a question or a comment for our guest?
Yes, hello and greetings. I wanted to say that she was an excellent presentation that she did.
Go ahead. Hello? Okay, we can't hear you.
Hello?
I heard you say, okay, he dropped. His call dropped. But he did say that he wanted to say you were an excellent presentation, and I don't know if he's going to come back. He dropped off. But he wanted to say you're an excellent presentation. I think that was Obadiah from what I could hear. So, we're at the end of the show, and do you have any final words shared that you want to share, advice, or what have you, because we're winding down here?
Just love on each other. Everybody that you're around, love on them, and just listen to them. Don't always put yourself first. Try to put somebody else before you, and just enjoy life. Really, it's just time to just enjoy life now. That's how I feel, because trouble don't supposed to last always. So if you stay in it, you'll be stuck, and I refuse. So I just don't want nobody else to be stuck either. So I just say, just keep loving hard and do what you know to do. That's right. That's best for you.
And that goes along with what I heard. Matt Kahn is somebody I've listened to for a while, and Mama AZ introduced me to him. In fact, Mama AZ and I went to a meeting in Sedona, Arizona, to see Matt Kahn, and we had the most amazing blessing because of that journey. We had someone give us a hotel room because we were going to camp out. We were going to camp out. To build a tent. And we met somebody at Matt Kahn's meeting, and I was sharing with them. We were going to camp. You said, wait a minute, hold on, don't go anywhere. And he went back, talked to his wife, told us to follow him, gave us his room, his hotel room for the night. And then the next morning, I get up and there's a spring flowing on the back of the property. So I just will always remember Matt, and the message that he brought us was so powerful. Anyway, he said recently, it's very important to just be nice, because your level of consciousness in the area is determined by how nice a person you are. And it was one of those TikTok videos, and he said that, and then he said, whatever you do, just be freaking nice. He didn't get angry, but he expressed it by saying, what you do, be freaking nice, because the level of kindness.
And be kind to people. Yes, that's my thing. I love to be nice and kind to people. And I don't like to be mean to people. And because I know how it is, I know how it feels for people to be mean to you.
Absolutely.
So I just go out of my way to be nice to people, like, because I know how it feels.
Absolutely.
And I just don't want to treat it like that again. So I feel like if I don't treat others like that, then it won't spread. It's like a disease to me. Like, it'll spread. Toxic and negativity, it spreads. It's contagious. So if I keep it out of my way, then I don't have to deal with it.
Absolutely.
So I like to be.
And we have the final comments. And your final word is just be freaking nice, please, people. And we have some comments here. I want to read on Facebook. Tanise Payne has joined us. She says, continue to soften your heart. It is such a beautiful feeling. I am so happy you are releasing this beautiful bright vibration. She says, thank you. Eve says, we must choose death. Oh, here's interest. Eve says, we must choose death to receive life. All right.
Right.
That's
the truth.
How do you read that? We must choose death to because you've already experienced the death and just went with it. And Eve was a guest on our show here a few weeks back, and she actually had a near-death experience that she had to go through to learn how to live her life. So that's what that message is all about, is sometimes you have to die to yourself and to your past.
Yeah.
And stay strong, Shonda. And Francis is visiting. She says, keep loving hard. Just be freaking nice. I like the way Matt Kahn says
it. Just be kind to one another. Be kind. That's it.
No matter how people treat you, just be kind. Even if you meet a person.
No matter how.
Kindly say to the narcissist.
Yep, no matter how, because people have treated me so bad, and I still have to be nice.
Yep, be nice and say, I have to go now. If you can't take somebody's energy, just simply say, time for me to go.
That's another thing I've learned, too, to remove myself. I will remove myself away from people fast, and people be looking like, where she go? Where it go? I want you to look like that, because when I move, I'm moving, and I'm moving with a purpose and a reason. And I have a reason why I took myself out of the equation. And I have to argue about it. I don't have to do none of that. I just know my presence is everything.
So I
know now that I can remove myself. Before, when I was young, I couldn't remove myself from nothing. Or no, I couldn't protect myself or nothing. Today is a different day. It's a new me, and it's a new Ashonda, and I can protect myself, and I can remove myself from harmful things, and I don't have to put up with it.
That's right. That's right. I got you there. That's a mature, conscious attitude, a very mature, conscious attitude. Remove myself very nicely from your presence.
Yes, and that's what hurts people the most. I've learned that hurts people the most. I don't have to do nothing or say nothing to nobody. If I walk away or remove myself from where another person is, my energy is immediately gone. I know I possess good energy. You know what I'm saying? I love me. I love myself first and foremost. So I'm going to love another, someone else. So I know if I remove myself, that's half my battle. That's half the battle is gone.
Tonight, tomorrow, join our sister Zelda Monday morning mindfulness on the Female Solution. Her topic is dead preacher or dead lawyer. Who matters most? Oh, that's a big question. I have no idea what that means, but I'll be tuning in tomorrow because we've been talking about death, so we got to know what it is, what it means, and who matters most, dead preacher or dead. See you tomorrow morning, Zelda, 7 a.m. Central Time, YouTube Higher Learning Show. So my sister Ashonda, keep doing what you're doing. And we'll see you tomorrow, too, with your great post. Keep posting and keep loving and being your beautiful self.
I will post every day. Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right. because we feel your energy. So we're going to say thank you to our global band. Say thank all of you.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xie xie.
India,
zanyaba. Japan, arigato.
Korea,
kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland,
danke.
Jeonkunyeon.
France,
merci.
Spain. Merci beaucoup.
Gracias. Italy.
Gracias.
Grazie. Egypt.
Yeah.
Shukran. Ghana.
Shukran.
Madasi. Nigeria.
Madasi.
Eshe. South Eshe. Africa. Ngiyabonga.
Ngiyabonga.
Geret.
Geret.
Kenya. Asante. Israel.
Okay.
Toda. Pakistan.
Toda.
Shukriya. Afghanistan.
Shukriya.
Tashakur, Saudi Arabia.
Tashakur.
Shukran.
Shukran.
Assalam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Stand strong, Maui. We got this. We're sending lots of love to you in Lahaina. Shalom. Have a great day, a great evening, and great week. See you soon. Person.